Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the world over and how it is affecting Zimbabweans, especially in the diaspora.
To date, the country has recorded more than 500 COVID-19 positive cases, with the number rising daily. The number of recoveries has gone over 60, with six people so far having died because of the coronavirus.
We are also going to discuss about developments in the MDC with MDC Tea Party led by Dr. Thokozani Kupe, recalling nine more members of the MDC Alliance Party led by Nelson Chamisa from Parliament to date, bringing them to 13 MPs who have been recalled as the internal fights in the main opposition party continue.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Musiwa 24 June tirikutarisa nezve matambudziko arikonzerwa nechirwere checoronavirus kana COVID-19 muZimbabwe pamwe chete nepasi rose kune vana veZimbabwe munyika dzakapoteredza. Kusvika pari nhasi vana veZimbabwe vabatwa nechirwere ichi vadarika mazana mashanu kana kuti vadarika panhamba yemazana mashanu 500 vapona vachidarikawo mazana. Tingati vapona vachidarikawo makumi matanhatu 60, vapfuura 60 tine 64, kwoita vashaya vari vatanhatu. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare matambudziko ari mubato rinopikisa reMDC. Tiri kuona kuti MDC T iri kufanotungamirwa nevakabata chigaro muzvare Thokozani Kupe, yakashevedza dzimwe nhengo dzinokwana kuita pfumbamwe kana kuti 9 nezuro kubva muparamende. Vachinzi vari kutyora kana kuti havasi kuteera zviga zvebato, vachinzi havasi kuteerera vakarikoliwa. Zvaita kuti vese varikoliwa vebato reMDC Alliance vari muparliament vange vava 13, nokuti tikairangarira kune vamwe vana vakambodaidzwa. Tamborumwawo nzeve nevamwe zvikanzi zvinogona kuti iye nhasi chaiye totogona kutonzwa kuti kune vamwe zvakare vaburiswa muparamende. Saka inyaya dziri kuitika, dziri kunge tichikurukura nhasi dzatiri kuti titarise, Chris.
Yebo, Jonga. Siyadibana zvihlobo namhlanje ke kungolwesithathu kunje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Eyakuqala ke yindaba yegcikwane eselikhathazile emhlabeni jikelele ele-COVID-19 kumbe coronavirus. Siphinde njalo sikhangele okwenzakala kubandla le-MDC. Ye, siyazi ukubana kuke kwaba lesinqumo esathathwa yi-Supreme Court esapha amandla uNkosazana Thokozani Kupe ukuthi abe nguye osaphethe isikhundla sebandla. Ngoba kuthiwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kakhethwanga okusemthethweni. Lokhu ke sokubangele ukubana ibandla elikhokhelwa nguNkosazana Thokozani Kupe ele-MDCT libize okuthiwa yikubiza ke ngesilungu i-recalling, kodwa ke ngesintu singathi yikuxotshisa ke amalunga edalele parliamente. Lamhlanje kuxotshwe abayisitshiyagalolunye. Ngamaviki adluleyo kwakhitshwa abanye abane osokubangela ukubana asebexotshiwe edalele parliamente bebe lithumi lantathu, i-13. Ye, siyakhangela ke zona lezo indaba zombili, Jonga.
Ndizvozvo. Chris, maybe we can start by introducing our first guest to the show. That's Dr. Matthew Nyashanu. Dr. Matthew Nyashanu is a senior lecturer at Nottingham Trent University in the Department of Public Health that's in the United Kingdom. Welcome to our show, Dr. Nyashanu.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I think you need to adjust your camera a bit because you are halfway so, into the show.
Okay.
I think you can. Yes, that's
yes. Now, okay, now it was positioning. You. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We can start by asking your take on the rise in COVID-19 positive cases in Zimbabwe. We understand now we have over 500 people who tested positive.
Yes, I think this is quite a very serious case, and the increase in the number of affected people is a true testimony that our health system is not up to grips with such a pandemic, and the numbers that we have in Zimbabwe is now manifesting is actually probably just a tip of the iceberg. I think what we have is a very, very big problem that needs a concerted effort to manage it. How many people do we have who have gone into the rural areas and who are not on the radar? How many deaths have happened in the deep rural areas and these deaths have not been recorded or confirmed as COVID owing to the testing system, the board examination system following death and all those other intricacies? So this is quite a very big issue.
Chris?
Yes, what about contact tracing? Do you think that Zimbabwe is doing enough on that respect?
I don't think we are up to date with contact tracing. Just like the United Kingdom have had problems with its sophisticated contact tracing, but however, we could have a simple contact tracing that we can put in a low and middle income country like Zimbabwe. But I think the organization of the whole public health system in Zimbabwe does not allow for a robust contact system owing to communication, public health protocols that are in Zimbabwe. I think there is need to revamp the whole public health arena in Zimbabwe and make sure that they've got some protocol that is put in place to enhance contact tracing. Dr. Gandhi, when we talk about contact tracing, for example, there is need for communication. There is need for a structure in public health where people will have to go. I think I confirmed this when I was talking to Jonga Kandimire that, we need to have some offices which are physical, that are working for the public health system in all the posts and towns. But this is not available in Zimbabwe, and it makes it very difficult to have contact tracing, let alone there is no central management system that the government has put in place.
Thank you so much. Inyaya yakaoma iyoyo nokuti ndo mashoko ari kunyanyo chemedza vakawanda kuti muZimbabwe vanhu vanenge vari kunzi vari kuongororwa vachiwanikwa vaine chirwere cheCOVID-19. Vazhinji vacho vanongonzwa kuti vakabva kuSouth Africa, vamwe vanzi vabva kuAmerica, vamwe vanzi vabva kunze kwenyika. Ko vemunyika vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi unozonzwa richinzi nekuti akasangana nanhinga akanga abva kunze. Zviri kuratidza kuti pane kuongororwa kushoma kwevanhu vagara vari munyika. Kana vasina kufungidzirwa kunzi vakambosangana nemunhu ane chirwere ichi, havasi kumbonyanyoitwa shungu dzekuti vange vachiongororwa. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pazvo, Dr. Nyashama?
Ichokwadi chamuri kutaura ichocho. Ndinofunga kuti iye zvino zvinhu zvabata hurumende yedu kana kuti bazi redu republic health, health system. Riri kungotarisa kuti Gandhi ndiye abva kuAmerica, ndiye ane chirwere, and they are obsessed na Gandhi. Kusazoziva kuti Gandhi paari kufamba apa, achazondopa vamwe vanhu. Pari kuregedzwa Gandhi. Pane mafollow-ups here, mapreliminary follow-ups anozoitwa kuona kuti chero takamuregedza zvake asina chirwere. Following nguva yeincubation period, haana kuzoita chirwere here? Hapana. Saka iye zvino vanhu vatiri kuziva sekutaura kwamaita vakandimire, vanhu vauya vakatestwa vakabatwa. Even vamwe vanoti vaitwa vazodetainwa vozonosangana nevamwe vanhu kumberi uko, hatisi kukwanisa kuzviona. Saka zviri kureva kuti kune vanhu vakawanda zvikuru vasiri kuzikanwa kuti vane chirwere ichochi. Vamwe vari kutorwara vachipora nacho. zvekuti dai tatine matests aya anoitwa aya ekuti unotesta uona kuti munhu ane maantibodies anenge achitaridza kuti munhu uyu akarwara akatopora nechirwere ichocho. Otherwise tinogona kutoona vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe vakatorwara nacho vakapora vasiri mumarecords. Ndo zvakaipira health system inenge isina tracing system yakasimba izvozvo. Saka ndinofunga kuti tracing system yedu ndo inofana kuti itwe revamped. Ende ndinogara ndichitaura panapa kuti kuva nevanhu makava detainer handizvo zvinoreva kuti muri kukwanisa kurwa nechirwere. Chirwere kana tichirwa nacho tiri mulow and middle income country, which is characterized by a weak health system, normally tinotarisa kuti mari yedu ishoma. Saka tinoita inonzi strategic fight against pandemic, kuzvimisa apo patinenge tine advantage yekuti tikamira takadai tinobva takwanisa kunge tichirwisa chirwere ichi. Izvo hazvisizvo zvatiri kuita. Tiri kuita setiri kucreata mamwe maproblems apo tinoenda kunodetaina vanhu. Chimwe chinhu chinofanira kuzikanwa zvezvakarezve munyaya dzeutano. Kana ukatora munhu ukamudetaina, kana iri tinoti quarantine iyaya, pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinomaafekta zvisiri physical yatinoti mental health. Zvirwere zvinogona kuafekta pfungwa nefatigue, nekuti munhu iye aitwa isolated. Nekuti ziva kuti kana waitwa isolated hausati wasiyana neuya munhu anonzi musungwa. Handiti tinotora vanhu tichiisa kumajere tichida kuvapanisha. Zvazvinozoitika kwavari vanobatwa nemental health. Saka iyoyo the side iyoyo haisi kuadreswa muZimbabwe. Kana vanhu vatorwa vaindiwa navo kuZipamu kuya kuya 21 days 30 days munhu iye zvino akuafektwa nemental health. Chaunongozoda kuziva ndiche physical health yekuti aiwa Gandhi haana COVID, saka zvapera zvaenda. Hapana imwe system yekusapota vanhu vabuda mudetention about their mental health. Saka izvozvo zvine zvikuru wozonzwa kuti ningi uya uya aita breakdown. Zvinzi anga aivanga vainaye kuZipamu kana kuBarabadia Teachers College kwaakapedza 30 days ariko. Pfungwa dzinenge dzave stressed. Saka ndeimwe supporting system yatinogona kudevelopa as well muZimbabwe iyoyo. Ende inogona kuuya pamwe chete nechirwere chiCovid.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Nyashanu, so do you think these shortcomings are a result of pure mismanagement or its lack of resources?
I will not want to comment much on probably the source of funding and everything, but over years that I have studied the health systems of African states and how they have managed their health systems, there are undoubtedly some very prolific health systems that we find in Africa. Ours in Zimbabwe is a combination of mismanagement, non-funding, and very, very meager salaries paid to professionals who are highly skilled. And that is a central point in motivating the workers. So the problem that we have is an organizational problem, and a problem that is also dominated by a lot of political patronage in appointment of very key posts, and also unfunded health system that is now dilapidated, or at most, which is malfunctioning.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Chris, ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti timbopinza imwe nyaya yatinayo mudariro. Dr. Nyashanu achimbotura mafemu, tozovadzosa nekuti tichakurukura zvakare nyaya yeCovid-19 iyoyi pamwe chete nevadare vatinavo vakamirira kupinda muchirongwa. Tikataura navo musoro wenhau vatavashevedzera, tichavakumbira zvakare kuti timbonzwawo zviri kuitwa nemasangano akasiyana siyana avanomirira muno mudiaspora kubatsira kumusha panyaya dzeCovid-19. Saka Dr. Nyashanu, ndinombokuzorodzai zvavo muri parutivi tichisimudza vadare vedu vatiinavo pano. Thank you so much. Yeah, Chris, I think we can bring in Mr. Zvidzai Ruzvidzo and Mr. Dan Moyo to the show. Thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Dan Moyo is joining us now, and Mr. Zvidzai Ruzvidzo. Let me just introduce these two gentlemen. Mr. Jane Moyo is the chairman of MDC USA province, and Mr. Rizairu Rizzo is the deputy chairman of MDC Alliance North America. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rizzo. Maybe, Chris, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Jonga. Let's start with Mr. Ruzwitso. Mr. Ruzwitso, you heard the news today about nine members of parliament that have been recalled. What's your reaction?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that we are hearing that MDCT leadership is trying to destroy the opposition party in Zimbabwe by recalling those people who were elected by members of the public in their constituencies. And those members were representing MDC Alliance. They were never at any time representing MDCT. And that's why I said it's very unfortunate. What MDCT is trying to do is trying to help ZANU-PF destroy the opposition in Zimbabwe so that ZANU-PF becomes a one-party state and Zimbabwe becomes a one-party state. I know it's well known that the leadership of Mike Kupe is well known in supporting the ideas of Mnangagwa. And right now, we don't believe that it's their idea in recalling our members of MDC Alliance. It's just trying to make sure that people are diverted from what they are trying to achieve. And right now, we have so many problems in Zimbabwe, so many problems, social, financial, economic, and everything. And those problems are being shelved. They are now trying to make sure people are concentrating on destroying MDC Alliance, which I don't think is good at all. I don't even believe we can hear some of the opposition becoming happy to see what is happening in Zimbabwe. It's very important.
Thank you so much, Varuzo. Chris?
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ruzwitso. Let's go to Mr. Den Moyo. What's your reaction, Mr. Moyo, to what Mr. Ruzwitso has just said?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there are phases of grief in any situation. What we are seeing with MDC Alliance is a refusal to accept what has just transpired. They know very well that Chamisa constitutionally was never meant to lead MDC. They know that when Tsvangirai died, Chamisa usurped power, he used violence, and all we are trying to do is to rectify that. We are correcting a mistake that was done in our past. We have a constitution that guides how our party operates. When Morgan Tsvangirai died, there was supposed to be due process followed according to the constitution, which stipulates that the elected vice president of the party takes over the reins and calls an extraordinary congress within 1 year so that a new leader may be elected. This issue went all the way to court when Morgan Tsvangirai unconstitutionally appointed Chamisa and Mudzuri as vice presidents. We fought very hard against that move because it was unconstitutional. We even took it to court. Finally, the Supreme Court settled the matter and agreed with us that Chamisa's appointment was unconstitutional, and therefore his ascension to being the leader of the party was not done correctly. And therefore, they said that we should go back to where we were at Morgan funeral, at Morgan Tsvangirai's funeral, and start afresh from there by following our constitution. And as such, every member of parliament who was elected under the MDCT ticket, because there was no MDC Alliance as a party when we went to elections, everybody knows that it was MDCT. The alliance was a pact that was created by Morgan Tsvangirai between seven other parties in Zimbabwe. And the idea was the MDCT was going to be the lead party because of virtue of us having more people, more supporters. And those members of parliament belong to MDCT. Now, since the Supreme Court has judged that Dr. Thokozani Kube is the rightful acting president of the party, she then has the right to recall all those who are now working against the party. We said as the National Council after the Supreme Court judgment and made resolutions that we were going to recall individuals that have chosen to go against the party. Mm. And all we are doing now is we are exercising that resolution that was passed at National Council to say those that don't abide by the Supreme Court judgment, therefore no longer represent the views of the party in parliament and should therefore be recalled. We are giving them a chance. As you know, we have many MPs who haven't recalled all of them. We are still giving people a chance because we know that grieving is a process. They were misled to think that Chamisa was their leader, and yeah, they were convinced to go that route.
But, Mr. Moyo, if I may throw a question to you there. You said the MDC alliance was non-existent when the country entered into elections. Yet the MDC alliance participated and MDCT participated as two separate entities. Why didn't MDCT challenge that move that the alliance is non-existent during that time?
Remember, all this happened when Morgan Tsvangirai died in 2018. That was an election year, and everything happened very fast within that election, that period. What happened was when Dr. Thokozani Kube refused to accept Chamisa becoming the president, they then split. And Dr. Kube went their own way and continued using the MDCT name as it should have been. The alliance, on the other hand, went into the elections still being the alliance, still using MDCT structures as part of the alliance when they went to the elections. So I believe had there been enough time for these things to be resolved before the elections, that would have not happened. MDC alliance was a pact when they went to the elections, a pact which included MDCT as the lead party.
Yes, okay. Then why did Dr. Kube went ahead and contest as MDCT, yet she knew that there was an alliance? She should have joined the alliance if she belongs to the MDCT.
There was a dispute on that alliance. There were disagreements in the presidium in the manner in which some of our seats were being donated to these minor parties, and therefore that misunderstanding and also coupled with the fact death of our leader, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, culminated in the chaos that we witnessed in Chamisa now usurping power.
Christopher.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, there is one part of the question that was raised by Mr. With Mr.
Rizzo.
About MDCT being having some kind of cause relationship with ZANU-PF. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we know that that's the modus operandi now employed by MDC Alliance. Every time there is a dispute in the party, every time we disagree on issues, people are labeled ZANU-PF. We saw that happen when the party split in 2005 with Nguyen. He was labeled ZANU-PF. We saw that with the BT in 2014 when the party split, BT was labeled ZANU-PF. And now we are seeing it again with this dispute as to the leadership, that we who chose to follow the constitution are now considered ZANU-PF. And therefore, We understand that strategy is to smear the MDCT. The reason, if you are referring to us being part of Pollard, Pollard was something that was agreed upon by the party from the 2011 Congress. Tsvangirai wanted to make sure that there was some dialogue, a convergence, where we can all come together and discuss. And in line with the big tent mantra, he pushed for that dialogue. And all we did was to take it to its conclusion. After Mugabe was removed from ZANU-PF, the ZANU-PF led by ED was open to having such discussions, because you must understand that these problems we are facing in Zimbabwe are caused by ZANU-PF. And for them to be fixed, ZANU-PF will have to be part of the solution in fixing those problems. By us sitting down with them and pointing out where they are going wrong and what needs to be done to get the country moving forward again.
Right. Thank you very much. I think Mr. Moyo was saying our MDC alliance are misled. I think the MDCT led by Mr. Kupel, including Mr. Moyo, they are the ones who are misleading people. Right now, he was saying Mr. Kupel could not join the MDC alliance because of some misunderstanding. I don't know. Right now, she's calling some of the MDC alliance leadership, and they are joining together. I don't know. Why is it that she's doing it now instead of doing it during the period of when Morgan Tsvangirai was still alive? She refused. In fact, she was very lucky to continue being a member. She should, if the constitution was used accordingly, she should have been fired because she was not attending meetings. If you don't attend meetings three times, then you are fired. She should thank God that she was not fired that time. Right now, he was saying MDC alliance doesn't exist. If you look at the ballot paper that was used in 2018, there's MDCT, which was led by Togozaneku, and there was MDC alliance, which was led by our leader, our president, Nelson Chamisa. I don't know why they are misleading people. Right now, they must just tell the people that they are using ZANU-PF to make sure that they destroy MDC alliance. Because if he is saying because of violence when Tsvangirai was still alive, that violence, yes, he might say there was violence. Why didn't he use the police to make sure justice is done? We are now using the police to take over Harvest House. Now, why didn't he use the police all along? That's why I'm saying ZANU-PF is playing a very big role here to make sure that MDC is destroyed.
Vamoyo Pindrai. Tichiri kuedza kutichangamira ve ZANU-PF, tine nhengo ye ZANU-PF, vatiri kutarisira kuti vachapinda muchirongwa, vagotibatsirawo muhurukuro yatiri kuitai, kana vangopinda, tinenge tichikuzivisai. Asi vamwe pindurai zvenyu.
Isusu hatisati tamboshanda neZANU-PF upenyu hwedu wese. ZANU-PF tinongosangana nayo kuparlament, ZANU-PF tinongosangana nayo patenge tichinegoshieta kuti tingafambise sei zvinhu kuti zviendere mberi. Kana vanhu veMDC Alliance vachiti makotsi ekuZimbabwe ndeve ZANU-PF, why ivo vachienda kumakotsi acho iwawo? Why kana vachiona kuti kwaita dambudzi, vanoitirei kuenda kumakotsi avanoti ndeve ZANU-PF? Because makotsi acho akazorula against them, vanobva vatena around zvinonzi makotsi aya, they are captured. Makotsi acho akarula in their favor. Like right now, takarikola vanhu kuparlamentu. Atsatapuwa zingari kuti tireplace vanhu vacho, because iyo MDC alliance again yakaenda kumakotsi acho eZANU-PF avo ikatoti vanhu ava havafaniri kurikolwa because kuagirwa kuti havazi veMDC team. Pavakahwina ipapo hatina kuvanza vachiti nhasi makotsi eZANU aya azotinzwirawo. But whenever kana pavanolose, ndopaunonzwa manje kwakupointa mafingers kuti iZANU-PF ikutandisa vanhu. Isusu patakatandanidzwa tikadzingwa kuHarvest House, hatina kubatsirwa nemapurisa kuti tiri kutandanidzurei. Vangonza muchabhilongi pano. But now, because makotsi arula kuti mbavha dzanga dzaba Harvest House, mbavha dzeMDC Alliances ngadzibvisiwe, varidzi vebuilding vatore building yavo. Zvakunzi isusu takushanda neZANU-PF.
Just because my police are.
Poland inema committee ayo aripo kana vachuza kuti meeting yavo muso wacho iwo meeting yacho ichaiti yakaitirwa kwa yakaitirwa kwanga kune fish vakadzifida yanga iri meeting ye Poland atirambi kuti tiri mu Poland kuti tinegotiate kuti tigadzirise zvinhu munyika
ndisemvunzo kuna varuzvidzo. Varuzvidzo, imi nebato renyu makawana mukana wekuti muite hurukuro na vamunangagwa nebato ravo. Hurukuro idzodzo dzakaitirwa toti dzaitirwa pane hove sezvikutaurwa nava Denmore. Mungatadza here kuita zvinhu zvichiitwa ipapo zvenyu mapedza musangano wenyu maakuita zvamune muchiitwa ipapo?
Kufida fish dzavamunangagwa. Kwete kuti tiwani kwa taku fida huwe padi. Venyu yacho yanga isinga ite kuti vaite zvese zvese zvavanga vachiita izvozvo.
Ndo point hombe kuti venyu yacho yanga isinga ite. Chris.
Yes, mnumzana Moyo. Ungasitela nje ngamafichane wenu kuti udaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo lapha. Ubona ungani luzaphetha njani njengoba sizwa kuthiwa kuzabizwa njalo abanye amalunga edalele eParliament.
Well, udaba lolu luclear mfowethu. I-court, i-Supreme Court yajaja yathi yona i-MDCT i-leadership yayo njengamanje i-leadership ka-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe. And therefore u-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe ulelungelo lokuthi abantu abangafuni ukusebenza laye abakhiphe eParliament. And sizokwenza ke lokho. Sizoba njengoba echilo uRuzitsi ukuthi abanye babo sebeqalile ukuvuleka amehlo sebebuya kodwa ekhaya ngoba besazi ukuthi bebelahlekile. Siyabamukela bonke ababuyayo back la uRuzitsi ende. Siyamamukela ukuthi abuye back kuMDCT. Uma kuyikuthi uthando lwakhe ngolokuthi iparty yethu iphumelele iye phambili iqine ngendlela ebiyiyo ngakhona asemandulo. Siyamamukela laye abuye kodwa mela bekwazi ukuthi constitution yesiyifaka phambili okwemobhokrasi lepopulism lokhu akusebenzi ngoba thina silibandla elile constitution wonke umuntu siyamamukela. So njengoba uchilo sesirikhole abayi 13 I remember mangibambala kahle sile 103 so laba abayi 90 abaseleyo bangathi bona hayi thina sesisebenzisana le MDCT. Then there is no need to start a call.
Okay. Thank you so much. Chris, tirogona kuti timbo dzosawo va Dr. Nyashanu muchirongwa dzimungwa vanenge vaine maonero avanoitawo semunhu wekunze panyaya yatiri kukurukurai. Inyaya iri kuvaka
munyaya yemusha. Pamusoro yemushani madzosawa Dr. Nyashanu ndaidangokumbira kundingo tsanangudza pane zvataurwa navamoyo kuti mamembers of parliament vari kuitwa recall vakabvuma ivo kutivo ndeve MDCT havaitwe recall. Vanhu ava havana kusarudzwa kuti vapinde muparliament under the ticket reMDCT. Vakasarudzwa under MDC alliance. Kana makatarisa maconstituents acho havari kumirira vanhu vavari kumirira vari kumirira vachiita kuti isusu tiri veMDC alliance. Politics zvatinoita nezvekuti unowana masimba kuvanhu. Vanhu ndo vanokupa masimba kuti ita zvakati you are a servant. Kuti utungamire mupolitics unenge utoridhiwe muranda. Saka vanhu kana vati tinoda nhingi iwo munhuwo uye uchiti aiwa iwo haudiwe nevanhu ndinofanira kushanda nemi. Politics is invaded dzotanga dziri a voluntary act. Saka kana uchivolontia kushanda hauvolontie uchiita kumanikidzwa kana kumbunikidzwa. Maitokozani kuti vakuona kuti zvandikuita zvii kumanikidza vanhu vasiri kuda kuti vashande neni. Vanhu havadi kushanda navo. Saka wati handidi kushanda neni woti ndoda kufikisa. Ndoshandisa masimba andapuwa nedare. Masimba dare dai kunzi rakarakapa masimba ekuti muhwi nevanhu zviri nani. Extraordinary Congress. So the first thing that she did was to make sure Nelson Chamisa is fired. So that he cannot compete. That is not good at all. There's no competition. You cannot compete by yourself.
Yeah, inyaya kaoma. Regaiti daizo vamwe vekunze vakuru pachivanhu vanoti nyoka inorohwa nemfuri akauya pamba pako akuenda otoona ndiyazorova nyoka yamamuchitiri kudya huku pano. Regaiti ione kuti vanopinda here muchirongwa vanyashanu. Ini regai nditi sudurukei kwekanguva kadiki.
Vanyashanu muripo here?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah, so we know you are a medical doctor, but what's your take on the political situation that's going on right now?
Yes. Oh, so just correct. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a holder of a PhD in public health.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, yes. From us the lay.
I know. Right. Thank you very much for asking me this question. And, you know, everyone is affected by the developments back home. In fact, the struggle for justice is very important, especially when we look at the history of Zimbabwe. And as a Zimbabwean living in diaspora, I am so appalled to see what is happening in Zimbabwe, especially in the opposition. Where the opposition is trying to kill itself whilst the country is burning. There are some very pertinent issues that need to be addressed by the opposition before they get into all this fighting. But nevertheless, I am very worried with the way in which ZANU-PF has got a hand in trying to bring together or destroy the opposition. It seems as though there's preferential treatment for certain groups, and there is also some very questionable judgments, some which were done against the background of lockdown, and you then try to think who has got interest in it. And what we are seeing now is a total assault on the democracy. What is happening here is a display that Zimbabwe is a pariah state where the state itself and the courts are battering the opposition to make sure that people are silenced. Yet we are having people dying of hunger and poverty, unemployed, several graduates, selling airtime in the streets. And then we are having all this child play and some kicking the ball into the long grass. It's so pathetic. And it's so pathetic that we bring ZANU-PF to try and be the referee on the MDC. And in the first instance, this is real child play. If law and order is transpiring in Zimbabwe, we look at the registration of political parties that participated in the elections. And there were two political parties. Why are then people trying to bring these two entities together? In the first place, if there was law and order in Zimbabwe, they should have rectified this. The fact that these two political parties went into election and they were elected on their own accord, it means that there are two political entities and then should be respected like that. It seems as though there is a group that failed to gather people that is now moving to try and superimpose itself on a group that he had support. In which case, it's so pathetic, Dr. Gandhi. I am appalled. I'm appalled, Dr. Gandhi.
Can I respond to that? Dr. Nyashanu, if somebody is caught after stealing $1 million, should that money be taken away from that person and given to the rightful person? Or just because time would have moved and this is now his money because he claims that he stole it, then he should keep it? Remember, the problem we face as Zimbabwe is because of the the disregard for the rule of law. The constitution of Zimbabwe itself has been bastardized over and over by ZANU-PF, which has led to all these problems that we are seeing right now. We as the opposition party, we should be the opposite of what is in ZANU-PF. We should be showing good leadership that abides by its rules, by its constitution, by its principles. And those rules were broken. Those principles were usurped. And power transferred hands improperly. So now that has been rectified and we're cleaning that up, do we hear people complain why we are doing it? Yet at the same time, they complain about how ZANU-PF is running the country. I think as Zimbabweans, we need to understand that the rule of law is something that needs to be abided by. MDC, as an opposition party, failed to adhere to its own constitution. Violence was used. People were attacked. People were almost burnt in their houses. The very same things we have been fighting ZANU-PF for. We cannot stand aside now and say, okay, because Takurira, Batirova, they almost burnt us, then we should just fold our hands and go with them and say, okay, they are okay, they've won. That is not democracy, and that is not how constitutionalism operates.
Okay, what about Mr.
Can I come in and maybe...
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Nyasanu, for your clear explanation of the situation back home. Definitely people are now hiding behind their finger. The problems back home needs people to make sure that you sit down and tackle those problems. The COVID problem is now being abused by ZANU-PF and this MDCT people. Because definitely if you see how things are happening, I know Mr. Moyo is giving an example of a million being stolen. I don't know where that example is coming from. It's nowhere from what we are discussing here. The real problem that we are facing is the ZANU-PF. Now, ZANU-PF is using MDCT to make sure that opposition party in Zimbabwe is destroyed. Mr. Moyo is talking of constitution, constitutionalism and everything. I'm telling you, if the constitution was followed, Dr. Tokozani Kupe should have been fired long back when she was not attending meetings, when Dr. Tsvangirai was still alive. But people were trying to make sure she is part of the family. She cannot be just chased away like that. Constitution, yes, can be used. If it was used those days, she should be right in Blawa and doing nothing. I'm telling you. But she's just doing ZANU-PF is what she's doing right now. I'm sorry to say that.
So, Mr. Ruzi, so you are agreeing that you can break the constitution whenever it suits you. If Tsvangirai broke the constitution and did not fire Dr. Tokozani Kupe, that does not mean that we should stop following the constitution. You know, you and I have worked together here in the USA. I'm a stickler for the constitution. Any breach of the constitution should face consequences. And that's how, as an opposition party, we should operate.
So why did Kupe not face the consequence?
You asking me why didn't Tsvangirai use the constitution, if at all what you are saying is true? As far as I know, that is not true. Dr. Kupe and Morgan Tsvangirai were still meeting. That's why even when Tsvangirai died, Dr. Tsvangirai's family asked Dr. Kupe to be the one to go and collect the body from South Africa and bring it to Zimbabwe.
Because why can't you tell the truth, Mr. Moyo? That's not true. Because ZANU PF was not meeting
Dr. ZANU PF was not attending meetings at Harvest House where she was being threatened with violence by the Chamisa thugs. But that does not mean they were not meeting with Morgan Tsvangirai.
Maybe private meeting, which I don't know.
Okay, I see Dr. Nyashanu is itching to say something. Please go ahead.
Yes, and in fact, I am at a loss of words as a Democrat and as a person actually who normally go to some of the forums that looks at the politics in Southern Africa. I was at one of the forums, on a virtual forum, where people were actually saying, what's wrong with the opposition in Zimbabwe and people who have been opposing ZANU-PF and clandestinely they are now friends to ZANU-PF. I questioned also the same scenario anyway, that was just people trying to find out. But I wanted to question the platform of MDCT and its clandestine or fly-by-night association with ZANU-PF, which many people struggle to understand. If there is anything called Pollard that you are doing with ZANU-PF, for God's sake, why don't you discuss about inhumane treatment of Zimbabweans, especially people who are shot in cold blood? Why don't you put those as the first things that you discuss rather than feeding fish at Mr. Mnangagwa's farm? Anyway, I feel that you should have some substance in where you stand for people. But what seems to be happening at the moment, if it's somebody who is actually looking from outside, is a united front being created by ZANU-PF and MDCT to try and whip out opposition in Zimbabwe. And this is not new happening in the Zimbabwe, in the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe. We saw this in the 70s. A lot of other parties joined with Ian Douglas Smith in trying to resist against the wave of independence that was coming with ZIPRA and ZANU-PF. And this is what we are seeing again being replayed, where people think getting a lot of money and dying with those that have devoured the economy is part of a very luxurious life, which is obviously road to luxury.
Thank you so much, Doctor. What's your take, Mr. Moyo?
Yeah, Doctor, basically our approach as MDCT is we take a leaf from other successful endeavors when it comes to such negotiations and truth and reconciliation. We took our leave from what happened in South Africa. We saw how the South Africans came together, both black and white, even in the midst of apartheid and everything that had happened, with so many people having been killed by the whites there during apartheid. But they had the decency to sit down, discuss, and right now they have a functioning economy. We as Zimbabweans are so polarized that now we can't even talk to each other. In families, even in families, you find people who belong to ZANU-PF and people who belong to MDC in that same one house. They still eat together, but they support different parties. So what is wrong with our leaders meeting and discussing issues that are meant to uplift the country? How can you then stand back and say, we're never going to talk to ZANU-PF, yet they are the ones who are running the country?
Maybe if I may ask Mr. Moyo, can you please let me ask Mr. Moyo one question?
Sure, please go ahead.
Like Mr. Moyo, I know you were saying you are happy about this recalling of MPs from Parliament. What exactly are you gaining or what are you getting out of this? Do you think you are getting something out of this or you are destroying what was built by other people?
Mr. Ruzizo, I gave an example of somebody stealing $1 million and using it.
That example is not existing.
To answer your question, if it was built on an incorrect foundation, if those people acquired those positions in Parliament in a manner that was fraudulent, because MDC Alliance was a fraudulent party, They put the people voted for the institution that was MDCT. And if those people are now saying we are not MDCT, then as far as we are concerned, they are no longer representing our views because they went in there on our ticket. MDC Alliance did not exist then. There was MDCT. If you want to go back and read the agreement, the alliance agreement.
People voted for MDC Alliance. 45,000 voted for MDCT. It's known. If you say people voted for MDCT, those 2.6 million voted for MDCT, you are lying. You are not telling the truth. People vote, 45,000 people voted for MDCT led by Thokozani Khumalo. Even right now, if you do this recalling, thinking that people will come and support you, they will not.
Okay, gentlemen.
Right now, we should be talking about the COVID thing that is giving people a problem. The theft of money that is being done by ZANU-PF. That is what we should be talking. Right now, Minister Moyo is in jail and he was released. That is something that we must be talking right now. Why was he released when three girls who are just as harmless as chameleon are in prison? That is what we should be talking right now. But we have said...
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Let's hold on a little bit.
Now we only have 6 minutes to talk about other issues. I know the MDC issue is a hot potato, but can we, guys, move on to other topics like what your party, MDC Alliance, is doing here in the USA, Mr. Rujizo, with regards to sourcing for COVID-19 funding?
Yeah, we here in the USA, we have Dr. Ranga, who is our Secretary for Health. I think he has done a lot in helping people back home with our national health doctor, Dr. Mazzorel. They've managed to source funds here and bought a lot of things that were distributed in all the provinces in Zimbabwe. I think it's unfortunate that the press in Zimbabwe is so biased that whatever MDC Alliance does is not covered. If our ZTV or Herald was sincere, they should have covered this. And I think many people would have seen this. But this is what our party is doing, trying to help the people on the ground in make sure that the doctors in the hospital get gloves, get masks, because the government is failing to do that. Instead of buying these things at a cheaper price, they are stealing money using the government machinery. And people are dying. I don't think the figures that they are saying six people are the only people who have died in Zimbabwe are the correct figures. And these figures that they are saying 500 are the correct figure, because the testing itself is not clear. And many members of the public are in need of help, but the government is failing to help. And I'm sure Dr. Nyashanu highlighted this when he first spoke, that our government is failing to make sure that people are tested. They are failing to make sure that people get good health. Right now, we are in winter in Zimbabwe, and I understand that this coronavirus likes winter. And we are just in the start of the winter. We don't even know by July what will be happening. And if government is failing to give us the correct figures, it's unfortunate, very unfortunate. And I don't know when the truth will come out. It will come out and the figures that we are getting are formed.
So yes.
If we keep on helping as individual, the better. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Dr. Nyashanu.
I think just to add on that, when we talk about these public health issues, they are so close to my heart. And I also think about people back home, as Mr. Rujizo has actually been saying correctly, that the virus thrives in winter. This is the time that our government should actually be making sure that the meager resources that they have, they put them together. But it's quite very difficult. And it is so disturbing to find out that there is a lot of scandals around the government, and people are even suffering in terms of, you know, preventing them from COVID-19. So there's a lot of other issues, as I've said, Mr. Jonga Kandimere, as I have said earlier on, that they are just looking at Mr. Gande coming from the United States. he has got COVID, so we will be looking at COVID. When you start to look at a person like that, you are not treating a person. A person with COVID being detained is going to be affected by mental health and other psychosocial problems, and yes, these are not addressed.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Mr. Denmoyo, your party, what is it doing with regards to COVID-19 here in the diaspora and back home?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to applaud Mr. Rosito and the efforts they are doing over here to try and help. Zimbabwe has got a myriad of problems that stem from way back. Us as MDC USA here have always been at the forefront of raising funds for different situations back home. And as it is, we do have a fundraiser that's going on for monies that will go home and assist in terms of protective equipment and other things that are needed there. I think it is our duty as privileged Zimbabweans in the diaspora to assist our country in this hour of need. I think it's imperative and important to put aside our differences, because this coronavirus knows no party. It does not care whether you're ZANU-PF or MDC. It kills people equally. And yes, our government should play a leading role. By now, the government should have had a task force in place that is focused 24/7 on how to deal with this pandemic, because I believe in Africa we haven't seen the worst yet. If they were thinking that Africa was spared by this pandemic, then they have more coming to them. One of the panelists alluded, with winter coming in, we know that this coronavirus is in the same family as the flu virus and other viruses of that nature. They sort of thrive in the same environment. So what it means is we're going to have a lot of sick people, and the more people are sneezing and coughing, the more that the virus is going to be spreading. And I do not think that Zimbabwe is ready at all, or even has an idea what is coming its way.
Chris Gunden, timekeeping now.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Denmoyo. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show, so we'll ask Dr. Nyashanu to also give us his parting words.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me. What I would like to see is a democratic Zimbabwe which has got a credible opposition and which is putting people first, trying to prevent people from this COVID-19, and also make sure that we hold those who are in government true to their to be very transparent. There is a lot of money which is disappearing unexplained. We do not have hospitals. All Parere Nyatwa Hospital, Mpilo Hospital are now ghost hospitals. Please, I would love to see those hospitals flourishing again, and also have a credible opposition that does not dine with ZANU-PF, but that has got a meaningful dialogue with
ZANU-PF. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Chris, this is 60-second minutes now. 60-second minute.
Thank you so much to everyone. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
We'll create another meeting for you guys, maybe for our panel this week. We will be discussing this for the panel. So, Mr. Denmoyo and Mr. Rujizo, if you are free tomorrow, say in the evening, we will be discussing the same issue for our political segment, Thursday political segment. Thank you so much. This is Jonga Kandemiri, Nichitenda, Denmoyo, Vanoe Sachigaru, Ebatore, MDC, USA Province, Vajizai Rujizo, Mutewezeri, Sachigaru, Ebato, Munomu, North America. Pamochena Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, wanawe nyanzumune zveutano, varipa Trent University, Nottingham Trent University, ku UK, Totimura zvakanaka, vateereri.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.